Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are sisters Irene Oliver Lewis and Sylvia Camuñas, native residents of the Mesquite Street Historic District, original town site of Las Cruces, to share a New Mexico Christmas memories and traditions. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us here.
And Feliz Navidad.
Let's start off with what makes a New Mexico Christmas.
The food, really. The food is what makes it. The family gathering together, having a good time with each other, decorating, laughing.
I think what makes it is the feeling and the look. So Sylvia said the food, so you have, you know, every culture has their sweets and their savory things, but our sweets are the bizcochos, the capirotada, even though that's in a lentil dish. It's also done at Christmas, and you have empanadas, and pumpkin and mincemeat is always done at Christmas, and then you have the tamales and the red chili. So that's, you know, very different from North Dakota, you know.
That's what makes it a New Mexico Christmas.
Correct.
What else about New Mexico? Sylvia, what are your fondest memories?
My fondest memory was decorating, which I still enjoy doing to this date. I enjoy doing different themes. I remember when the Loreto Academy was there that the Franciscan priest would do a life-size manger out of paper mache and play music throughout the city. That is so vivid in my memory. That is, you know, we'd go to church, midnight mass, and sing, and going down Main Street, watching all the beautiful lights that they had. Then we'd go around the city looking at all the decorations, which are very, not as technical as they are today, but they were lovely and they made an impression.
The sense of luminarias, you know, we always looked at luminarias as something that was up north, but lately it's become something that's very New Mexican. And then depending, you know, up north they're called farolitos. Luminarias are actually the big bonfires that would welcome you to a house during Las Posadas. But we have them interchanged as luminarias or farolitos, and that's very distinctive of New Mexico. And you see it now all over the place. You see them in green and red, and you see them in tin, but they're so beautiful, the paper, the luminarias. And here in Las Cruces, of course, we have them at the university in Mesilla, and then the neighbors in the Alameda Historic Neighborhood, they all get together and they make the luminarias, and they line Las Cruces Avenue and Pioneer Park, and then they meet in Pioneer Park and they have a gathering with all the neighbors. There's still those wonderful things that happen. You were talking about memories. I remember when, I was in my mid-20s, we all decided as adults, a bunch of us decided we would go Christmas caroling. And there were a bunch of their university professors and theater people and arts people. We went Christmas caroling all over town. And here we were, these adults. And of course, everybody would invite us in for a toddy and a little copita here and a copita there. And by the end of the evening, Merry Christmas to you. It was a wonderful adult memory.
And what about a childhood memory?
Oh, gosh. Well, I remember Sylvia. She always had a sense of decoration and of color. And she and my sister Elizabeth would do the decorations in the house. And one particular Christmas, my mother wanted everything blue, blue lights. This was way before anybody had something of that color. You know, they were always the multicolored traditional red and green lights, but mother wanted blue lights. So Dad went out and found all the blue lights he could. So our whole house outside was blue, and then inside was blue lights. It was just a beautiful, beautiful memory that I have of our trees. And it was always in our front window that would face the street, and we would keep the window open, and people came and they loved it, and it was so unique. But I have to give my sister credit, because she not only likes to decorate, she's obsessed with decorating for Christmas. I mean, she decides, like this Christmas, she says, I'm going to have a Mexican tree because she's been wanting to do this for several years now. So she went out. We went to El Paso. We went to our friend Pat, got out. And every place she would go, she would buy something that was of Mexico, the little baby maracas, little dolls, little pottery things. And then I made, I don't know how many Mexican crepe flowers. So the tree is beautiful. And then the reefs are now called Fiesta reefs, and it's just gorgeous. So my sister is exceptional at decorating.
And I always have to have a wreath to match my tree. So I also have a Fiesta tree decoration on the door.
So did you get your ideas or yearning or love for decorating from your mother? Evidently,
probably.
If she had a blue Christmas one year. You said you may have made this a profession.
Yes, I considered it at one time. You know, when I lived in Los Angeles, I enrolled myself in a design school, and I never went to the school because I had to come back home. But I've always enjoyed decorating a lot. In fact, you know, when it comes to the house decorating, Irene and I have disagreements because she says, oh, I don't like that, Sylvia. Or I says, well, I do.
So she uses that. I always kid that my sister is gold leaf and I'm straw. I was real hippie, you know, and real earthy and stuff like that. And my sister is gold leaf and the finest of China and this and that. But somehow we have managed to mix everything together.
And you live together.
We live together. Oh, we've been roommates forever.
Yes, we have been roommates forever. You know, she always was. There's a picture of me when I'm 9 months old. It was the 150th anniversary of the, or the 100th anniversary of 1949 of the state. And so they had a big celebration in Las Cruces. And so everybody dressed up in cowboy and Western clothes, and Mother dressed us all up. And here I am in my little carriage. And here Sylvia is pulling me in the little carriage. In the little wagon, her in her cowboy boots and her pants. And I says, God, this is so indicative. She's always been taking care of me.
And so now for this Christmas, will you be taking care of the food as well, Sylvia?
No, not really, because I decided not to cook this year. We're going out to relatives to eat.
True.
Let's talk about the New Mexico foods, even if this year you're not going to cook.
I am going to make empanadas, though. That is one of the things that I will make this Christmas, empanadas, not bizcochos.
Our mother was known for her bizcochos. Actually, we were just at a party the other night, and they were talking about our mother's bizcochos and her red chili, and she used to give those as presents. I remember going out on Christmas Eve. We'd compile all her little bizcochos in pretty little boxes and her red chili, and we'd go to her friends, and we'd go to relatives, and we just would take everything that she made and just to people around that she wanted.
So how are you going to make it different this year?
Well, we're having guests out of town, so we're just going to be enjoying the whole city of Las Cruces with them.
We're going to parties. We're invited to a bunch of parties. So we're going to parties, and we're going to go out to eat, and we're going to open presents. And then after Christmas, actually after New Year's, we're going to have a big gathering at the house for friends and relatives and to show off Sylvia's tree. I said, Sylvia, we got to have guests over to show them your tree. And it's so beautiful. But you know, as we're getting older, it's easier to not do a lot of stuff. Although we went to 3 tamale making parties this last 2 weeks. So people, it seems like more people are making tamales, and one family, they're passing it on to the next generation. And so it's really exciting that people are holding on to the things that used to do and the particular things that are around. And
so making tamales is not just a New Mexico tradition, but a Mexican tradition as well.
That's correct. That's a really a Mexican, a Latino tradition. You hear about people making them in Chicago and L.A. It's something of the family. You know, there's a beautiful artist, Carmen Lomas Garza, and she does these drawings of family. And one of the things she has is a family all together making tamales.
And the bizcochos, then, the family doesn't get together and make them.
No.
The immediate family does.
Yeah.
The daughters and the mother and the grandmother.
Usually that's how it is. I actually have our grandmother's, Juanita Trivis Fitch from Doñana, I have her handwritten bizcocho recipe and a little piece of paper from a notebook. It's probably about 5 inches by 2 inches or something in her handwriting. It's just so beautiful to see it.
And what's so unique about her recipe?
Oh, Sylvia knows.
Well, you know, a friend of ours came over, 2 weeks ago, and he brought us bizcochos from up north. And I asked him, did you make it with lard or butter? And he says, with lard. That's how you make bizcochos. I says, right. Did you whip it by hand or did you use the mixer? He says, well, I hate to tell you, but I use the mixer. And the secret to a good bizcocho is whipping it by hand.
And the anise, and then different people use the anise, but our mother used to soak the anise.
She would simmer the anise, the seeds of the anise, she would soak it, and she used that as her liquid, along with the anise seeds, where most people use wine or juice or whiskey or something else.
That does make it different and unique.
Yes.
And were they cut with a cookie cutter or through a Well, the cookie press wasn't 100
Never.
Years ago.
No, it was
Never.
Always by hand. You know, you do your diamonds or cookie cutters. We still have my mother's cookie cutters.
Yeah. We have the cookie cutters that are probably about 50 years old.
And then the red chili.
Oh, gosh. Her
what
red
made that so unique?
Because it was delicious. She just had it was her love that she put into it.
That's the difference. You can taste something when it's made with love. But, you know, both Sylvia and I can make good red chili like our mother. We hadn't made it in a long time, about 4 or 5 years ago. We decided, look, we better start making our own red chili again. And so we experimented and says, does that taste like mom's? Does that taste like mom's? And we simmered a little bit of oil, and we do that fairly well.
What spices did you put in it?
Just salt and garlic salt.
Exactly. That's
so
it.
No comino.
Nope.
No other spices. So that's what makes it just the red chili taste.
It's a chili puree.
Yeah, and no flour.
No, no flour. No flour. And we
no
still
tomato
have
sauce. The sieve that you sieve it through, you know, with a wooden stick cone that you go through.
And we found out that our Aunt Mabel, her youngest sister, our cousin Patsy, now has the same one. And mother and her bought that same type to make their chile, I don't know, 60 years ago or something, and now we have it. Each family now has their own.
And that's important, then, to remove the skins.
The pellejos, right.
The meat off of the skin.
Why?
Because it makes it a puree. You don't want the skin in there unless you're making carne enchilada.
Well, you soak it. So mother used to, you'd clean the chili really well, and then you would wash it, and you would soak it overnight. So that what it does, it takes in all the water, and it's like it grows, and that gives you the skin and the meat and the essence of the chili.
So getting ready for a New Mexico Christmas, and you're looking forward to guests and going out to parties.
Lots of parties.
And what else?
Oh, presents.
Presents, of course.
Yeah, and we also, one tradition we started when the kids were very young, our nephews, we started opening up our presents Christmas Eve all together as a family, and we would take time and each person would open up their gifts, and at first it was just a few gifts, and now it's just grown into all these millions of gifts that everybody opens. But we still do that at our sister Elizabeth's house.
But we didn't open the gifts all at one time. It was one person at a time, so it would take like 3 hours to open gifts.
Right? And is this on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve.
I really appreciate you coming down and talking to us about your fondest memories of Christmas and what new memories you're going to create on this New Mexico Christmas at the Mesquite Street Historic District. Irene Oliver Lewis and Sylvia Camunas.
Thank you so much, Emily. And Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Happy Hanukkah, all the different nationalities, how you celebrate this holiday season.
Feliz Navidad y próspero año nuevo para toda la gente en la vecindad y en el mundo y la plaza.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra. Happy holidays.